Intro music, upbeat, modern, classical fusion, fades to background. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Music Revision Podcast, your guide to hitting the top marks in your exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most creative and crucial parts of your course, melody writing for the OCR specification. Whether you're working on your integrated portfolio or preparing for the practical component, crafting a strong, compelling melody is fundamental. It's where you show the examiner your real musical personality. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what makes a high-scoring melody, explore the core compositional techniques you need to use, and share some senior examiner insights that will help you turn a good melody into a great one. So grab your manuscript paper or just open your ears and let's get started. Short musical sting. Host. So what are examiners actually looking for? They want to see a melody that is more than just a string of notes. It needs to have shape, direction, and interest. Let's start with the three big ideas: contour, phrasing, and climax. First, contour. This is the shape of your melody as it moves up and down. A melody that just sits on the same few notes is static and unengaging. Credit is given for melodies with a clear and intentional contour. Think about an arc shape, rising to a peak and then gently falling back down. This is a classic and effective structure. You could also use an inverted arch or a steadily ascending or descending line to build or release tension. The key is to make a conscious choice. Don't just let the notes wander aimlessly. Next, phrasing. Think of your melody as a musical sentence. It needs to have breathing space. Examiners award marks for melodies with balanced phrasing, often in pairs. You have an antecedent phrase, which asks a musical question, and a consequent phrase, which provides the answer. A common structure is 2 4-bar phrases, creating a balanced 8-bar section. This shows the examiner you can think about structure on a larger scale. Finally, every good story needs a climax, and so does your melody. This is the highest point of tension and emotional focus, usually the highest note in the phrase. Plan where your climax will be. Don't just happen upon it. Build towards it using an ascending contour or a crescendo to make it a truly impactful moment. A melody without a clear climax can feel flat and will struggle to access the higher mark bands. Short musical sting. Host. Now let's talk about the secret weapon for top marks, motivic development. A motif is a short, memorable musical idea. The best compositions take a simple motif and develop it in clever and interesting ways. This shows a high level of compositional skill. For your OCR GCSE, you should aim to use and, crucially, annotate these techniques in your score. First up is sequence. This is when you repeat your motif, but starting on a different pitch. An ascending sequence can be a fantastic way to build excitement towards your climax. Next, inversion. This means flipping your motif upside down. If your original motif went up a third and then down a second, the inversion would go down a third and then up a second. It's a mirror image, and it's a really sophisticated way to create variety while maintaining unity. Then there's retrograde, playing the motif backwards. This can be tricky to pull off effectively, but in the right place, it can be a really interesting and unexpected device. And finally, augmentation and diminution. Augmentation is when you double the rhythmic values of your motif. So quavers become crotchets, for example. This can create a sense of grandeur or slowing down. Diminution is the opposite, halving the note values, which can increase the energy and pace. Using these devices proves to the moderator that your compositional choices are deliberate and well-considered. It's the difference between a candidate who writes notes and a candidate who composes music. We also need to touch on how your melody implies harmony. Your melody doesn't exist in a vacuum. It should clearly outline the underlying chords. You can do this by using the notes of the chord, which is called arpeggiation, or by moving by step. It's also vital to handle non-harmony notes correctly. Notes like suspensions or appoggiaturas create tension, but they must be resolved properly, usually by step. Incorrect resolution creates unintentional dissonance and will prevent you from accessing the top bands. Short musical sting. Host. Okay, let's move on to some practical exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. These come straight from the examiner's report. Tip number one, annotate your score. I've said it before, but it's vital. If you've used a sequence, label it sequence. If you've written an inverted motif, point it out. This is you speaking directly to the person marking your work, proving your understanding. It's like showing you're working in a maths exam. Tip number two, vocalize your melody. Sing it. even if it's for a piano or a violin. If you can't sing it comfortably, it probably means the phrasing is unnatural or the leaps are too awkward. This simple check ensures your melody is musical and idiomatic. Common mistake number one, excessive repetition. Repeating a phrase once is fine. Repeating it four times with no changes is boring and shows a lack of developmental ideas. Always ask yourself, how can I vary this? Common mistake number two, writing a melody that isn't idiomatic. Remember the instrument you are writing for. What is its range? What does it do well? A melody with huge, fast leaps might be fine for a violin, but it's completely unplayable on a tuba. Show the examiner you understand the practicalities of the instrument. Short musical sting. Host. All right, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask three questions. Pause the podcast and see if you can answer them. Question one. What is the term for a question and answer pair of musical phrases? Pause. The answer is antecedent and consequent phrases. Question two. Name three different techniques for developing a motif. Pause. You could have had sequence, inversion, retrograde, augmentation, or diminution. Question three. What is the term for writing a melody that is well suited to a specific instrument? Pause. That's idiomatic writing. How did you do? If you got all three, you're well on your way. Short musical sting. Host. So, to summarize today's session on melody writing. To secure those top marks, you need to focus on four key areas. One, create a clear contour with a definite climax. Two, use balanced phrasing. Three, demonstrate clever motivic development and make sure you annotate it. And four, ensure your melody implies harmony and is idiomatic for the chosen instrument. Remember, the goal is to be intentional. Think like a composer. Every note should have a purpose. Outro music, upbeat, modern, classical fusion, fades in. Host. That's all we have time for today on the GCSE Music Revision Podcast. Thanks for listening. Go and write some fantastic melodies, and we'll see you next time.